Hey everybody, and welcome back to Twin Flame Love. And this is your host, Raina. Well, it's not really welcome back to Twin Flame Love. It was Let's Get Real and everything, but I changed it. Just going for a new look, new sound, new vibe type deal. But anywho, today, and I know it's been a while, but I've just, just reinventing myself. That's what it is. So anywho, I wanted to come and talk to you guys today about an experience I had dating, and I think a lot of women can really relate to it. I'm like, I'm not the only one. So for a while now, maybe it seemed like it's maybe been about 7 months, I kind of just gave up on dating, not necessarily love, but just dating at the moment, because it was just becoming too much. The men and their bullshit was just too much at that time. So I said, I'm gonna give it a rest. So anyway, within the last maybe month or so, it's kind of even back on my mind. So I said, let me get back out there and see what's popping. So I downloaded Badoo, the dating app. That's the one I'm used to, that's the one I've known. I know it's pretty much free, they don't charge you to message or see messages, whatever. So I got on there, reactivated my page and everything, and I met this guy, right? Like, I think, what, first day, second day, having my page reactivated, met him, and we hit it off. Fine. I had no problem. We had a little conversation on the app, and then we exchanged phone numbers. We talked a little bit, saw him at, I don't know, was it the same day we exchanged numbers or the next day? Like, it was very quickly, because we found out we lived within 5 minutes of each other, maybe a few more minutes, but not far at all. So we met, he came over and everything, and it was in the beginning, I told him, of course, in my profile, I said that I was just looking for friends. And I meant that, like, no sex at all. But you can literally put no sex, no sex, no sex, no sex, no sex in your profile, and men will jump into your inbox propositioning you for sex, or, becoming acquainted with you so that they can have sex with you. And I told him this in the beginning, and one of the first things he said, he had texted me asking if I wanted some head. And it's like, yeah, but not right now. Like, I told you that's not what I'm looking for. Because I ain't gonna lie, hair feels amazing. So maybe I just said no. That's my fault. But anywho, I did follow that with, like, no, I'm not trying to have sex. Like, yeah, once we become sexual, yeah. But right now, we're not sexual. I'm not there. So, okay, that's twice, right? Because initially I told him I'm just looking for friends, nothing sexual. Then he asked me that, so I said, of course, nothing sexual. And then he came back again and asked me, would I be offended if he wanted some head? I'm like, now it won't become sexually active. Now, this is after a few days of us getting to know each other, of us meeting, should I say. After I've made it very clear that I'm not trying to have sex right now. And he asked that, and I said, you talking about now when we become sexually active? And he's like, now? And I said, if I don't want to have sex with you, what makes you believe that I want to suck your dick? Period. And this nigga said, all right. So I said, I'm going to take this time to break it down to him what I'm truly looking for. What I'm looking for is a deeper connection than just sex. Like, sir, I don't even know if you know how to pronounce my name, because the way my name is spelled is not the way that it is pronounced. If that makes sense. And I haven't heard you say my name not once. I've been babe, boo, this whole time. Then, oh, he asked me that. I told him, no. And I broke down for him what I'm looking for. Then looking for a deeper connection, no sex right at the moment. Because if we're truly vibing, if we truly like each other, the sex is gonna be there because we're not, you know what I'm saying? We're not parting ways anytime soon when you really like somebody. Am I right or am I wrong? Unless, of course, things that are out of your hand make it where you don't get to see each other, but still, that don't mean I want to have sex with you right now. And he said, I'm on the same wave, but I want what I want when I want it. And that statement, oh, and he followed that up with, I'm a man at the end of the day. Something about he got needs. And yeah, I said, oh. Okay, so that was very triggering for me because it just took me back to the times where I have betrayed myself trying to appease these men and their sexual desires when that's not truly what I wanted in the beginning. Now, I can say back in the day when I first became sexually active, I did think that was what I wanted, but I did equate sex to love. Desire to love. So I'm thinking that this is, going to lead somewhere. So that was my thought process then. But it's not my thought process now. And so I'm thinking if I have sex with these men, give these men what they want sexually, blow their mind sexually, then you have no choice but to love me. This is how I thought back then. But of course, now I know better. And I'm just like, so this was a test. This was an opportunity for me because I could have easily given him what he wanted, and of course, been dissatisfied and unhappy with myself because I once again betrayed myself. Like, that's not what I want. And at this moment, I'm able to stand in my power because I have a better understanding of who I am. I have a better understanding of what it is that I want. And if you cannot understand that with me, for me, be supportive, understanding of what it is I'm trying to do, like we're not. Then there's nothing there for us. You can say you're on the same wave, but then you sat there and told on yourself. You revealed your true intentions. And I don't even know if he realized it. Probably not. Because I've always lived by the thinking of a person will tell you who they are or what their intentions are. You just have to listen. You don't have to interrogate somebody. You just listen. They'll tell you. If the devil is in the details, yo. Because I'm on the same wave, but I want what I want, what I wanted. So you just said to me, fuck how you feel. Fuck your feelings. I hear all that, but I ain't hearing all that. and he, and don't get me wrong, had he caught me some years ago, 5, 6 years ago, let's get down like Joe Brown, like come on. I'll tell you because he's a very good looking black man. Chocolate with the beautiful smile, full beard. He's got the little where you use the sponge, to make the curls in the hair. Dress is nice. Smooth talker. So it's very easy when he finds the right woman for what he wants, goes off without a hitch. But I see you. I see you. And this is the thing about when dating, and I honestly genuinely believe he realized that he was dealing with a spiritual woman. I'm not saying I'm better than anyone, but what I am saying is that I can see your bullshit before you even know it's bullshit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't bullshit a bullshitter. You can't bullshit a bullshitter. And I say I'm a bullshitter, sir, but I see you. And it was funny, I had the thought of this is what they say Lucifer looks like. I'm not saying he was the devil. He's not Lucifer. He's not Satan. He's not an evil man. I'm not saying that at all. But just the suaveness. And I know that his intentions were not pure. Very Luciferian? Luciferious. Making up words. Anywho, that was just a thought I had. But anywho, he just. It's like you can't. I can't, you can't. I'm sorry. You know, he made me. I did go over and chill with him because I knew that was also a test for me, right? Because, you know, many times I didn't, you know, chill with these dudes, whether I went over their house, they came over mine, and we all know where that led to. You feel me? So this also was for me because I did want to. I'm like, you know, you get excited, don't get me wrong, that you've met someone who, of course, you have the physical attraction, we've got some conversation, and then it's just like, so now, let's see what else. So now we're spending time together. How do we spend time together? And so I did, I went over there and everything, and because I knew this was even a test that I put myself into. Are you able to stand within your boundaries and not allow anyone to cross them? No matter how smooth and suave, no matter how good the kisses and touches feel, are you able to keep your boundary? And I was proud. And when I was over there, well, before I ever went over there, we were talking about this day, and he was just telling me he couldn't wait to make me a cocktail. He couldn't wait to make me a cocktail. But of course, when he said that, I already knew what it was. Just a way for him to loosen you up, for you to let down your inhibitions. And so when I went over there, I didn't even think about, you know, him making a cocktail, honestly, until we had eaten and we were starting the movie, and he was like, "Ooh, let's go to the liquor store." And it's like, cool. I could definitely see him had been a friend, you know. But anywho, so we got the drinks and the mixes and things, and came back to his house. He made me the cocktail drink, and it was good, and I drank it, and I was fine. And it's really funny because I haven't drank alcohol in probably like 8, 9 months, almost a year. And so, you know, when you don't drink or smoke weed, you know, when you take a break from those things and then you come back, that first one hit kind of, you know, it hit a little different, hit a little harder because you haven't had it in your system. And this, I haven't had my system in some months, but then I did earlier this month on my best friend's birthday. I had Smirnoff Ice, but it was Smirnoff Ice. It's nothing. And I didn't even drink the whole thing. I didn't even get halfway. And so, you know, when you take a break from things and you drink a little bit, it usually it don't take a lot to get you, you know, woozy. But this, he made me the drink and I drank the drink, still nothing. And I said, this is how I know where I am, that this is this, what I truly want is not sexual. This is how I know, because this man was rubbing all on me and it just was not, even after the drink, it was not. He did not kiss me anywhere. And he did not do anything that I did not allow. You know, he wasn't aggressive, he wasn't rough, forceful, none of the things. But, and then I knew when it was getting late, and I was like, can you please take me home? And he brought me home, no problem. He jumped up and we left, no problem. So he, that wasn't a problem. It was just the fact that you're going to keep trying. Like, he's trying to find that weak spot, that back door that's open, or that window you forgot about that's cracked. This is what he's doing, you know, because he's asking if I want head. And well, he sees that I don't want head. Now he's gonna ask, well, maybe she'll suck my dick. No, I'm not gonna suck your dick. If I don't want your dick inside my pussy, why would I want your dick in my mouth? Like, these are very personal, very intimate places. Like, sir, it's not. I'm sorry. And he came over Sunday because he wanted to kiss. This is when we tried to kiss. Not tried, we did kiss. On the lips. And he came over and we were talking and he was like, I feel like you don't want me to like you. And I told him, it's not that I do want you to like me, but I want you to genuinely like me. And I have the side eye on you because I do not trust you. Like, you feel me? Like, I didn't say that part that I don't trust you, but I told him that he gets the side eye, just period. Until I can feel secure in whatever it is that we're trying to accomplish here. And you know, until I can know what your intentions are. How about that? That's a better way. Until I can know what your intentions are. And that's, of course, not by him telling me, because my man said he was on the same wavelength as I, and then proceeded to say, but I want what I want when I want it. That's not how it's gonna work over here. So, I told him that it's not that I don't like you, and I could totally understand how he was picking up on that, of course, because that is my intention. I'm very reserved at this moment, like, because I'm not gonna give you all of me like that. I can't allow that, because if I do that, then I get lost in the sauce. That is you, sir. And not in a good way, because now you are just gonna use me for your sexual wants and needs if you get it and you decide that this is just everything for you. So I can't allow myself to do that. One, two, I don't even know you really. I'm trying to get to know you, but it's like you're not allowing it either, because I noticed within his game that he makes it seem like he's so very interested. And I can't say that he's not very interested. He is, but not the same reasons that you have it interested. He's interested because he wants to get what he wants. So of course he's going to show some interest, but I realized he didn't show interest as in getting to know me. As I would ask questions, you know, favorite color, he would tell me, but then he wouldn't ask about what's my favorite color. I had to ask him his last name. You asking me if I want some head, but I don't even know your last name. And I just as time went on, I noticed, like, okay, like, he'll text, he'll call, like, when he's on the way, or whatever, he'll call. He had no problem calling. If I call, he'd answer, he'd text. But within these conversations, there was never any opportunity. There was never any questions asked as far as getting to know me. I asked him a few questions, and like I said, I noticed he was not coming back at me with questions to get to know me. So, you're not really interested. You just want to seem interested. If that makes sense, it's almost like reverse psychology, maybe. Like, you know, he makes it seem this way, but it's really not. He's just this way to get what he wants. And that just really bothered me once, you know, I picked up on that. And when he said he wanted what he wanted, when he wanted it, it was triggering because, like I said, it just brought up the many ways I've betrayed myself. And now I'm sitting here with the question of, am I going to betray myself again? And for what? Why are you betraying yourself? And I was telling my bestie, and I really hadn't talked to, you know, told her or anyone about him, because of course it's very new. You keep it under wraps because you tell somebody about him on Friday, by Monday they're asking about him, and you're like, who? Because it just didn't work. So I hadn't said anything to her, and then finally, after he said he wanted what he wanted when he wanted it, I had sat down and talked to her, because at this point I pretty much had made up my mind that no, I'm not gonna mess with this man. It's just not gonna happen. And I was telling her about it, and she was like, men don't understand that women need the why. Why do you want to have sex with me? Just 'cause you want to see how I feel? You know how you see something, you're like, that cookie look good, type thing. So you want that cookie. You don't know what it tastes like. You don't even know what flavor it is. But it looked good. It smelled good. It got to taste good, right? But we want to know why. And then that made sense to me. But for me, it's just, I need more than you just want to get your dick wet. With this man, it was the audacity for me, because that shit was just blatant. And I can, like I said, I can see how women fall for it. And that's no shade to them. I'm not saying you weak or you stupid, no shit like that. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, he's good. Oh, he was good. I'll give him that. It's like when you see the flowers on top, but then you realize they fake. They look real as fuck. Beautiful. Vibrant colors. But then you touch the leaf and you find out it's silk. Or, you know, ain't no roots. It's just all fabric. So, and then, like I said, it just brought up all the times that I've done this to myself. I thought about the one ex I had who was very similar. They even had shared the same zodiac sign, which is Cancer, which Cancers are very charming. Oh, charm you right out your drawers, and you ain't even got drawers on. Just charming as fuck. Especially the men. If they fine, 'cause my ex, when I met him, he was fine. I mean, he's still good looking, but you know, when we were younger, I was just like, fuck, he fine. He can't, truly, honestly. You know, women loved him. Listen, I can't be mad at the women that fall for their game. I can't, because I can see it. I definitely see it all day, night. I don't even need a magnifying glass. But the thing is, for me, it's just, how many times are you going to portray yourself trying to get what you want, but you're still not getting what you want. And these men get what they want, and you're still left unsatisfied. You're not being, and I hate the feeling of not being heard, not being understood in the slightest. And this is what this man showed me. He was not listening to anything I said. Nothing. And even my ex, who's the same zodiac sign as this man, he was not listening. He didn't care to. I tried to break it off, and we had a situationship. I tried to break it off with this man, and I'm like, we can be friends, da 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 da. And he was not hearing it. He's just like, oh, I'm the bad guy now, so now I'm the villain. Sir, I didn't say anything about you being bad. I just said that I no longer wanted the relationship that we had. I wanted to take it in a different direction. He just, oh, I'm the villain now, huh? So now I'm the bad guy. So what you saying, all I want is sex? Mind you, this is what you're clearly saying, because you got an attitude when I said, I just want to be friends. And you know, when I say things like, I just want to be friends, like for him, me saying I want to be friends right now, I'm just saying that I want something deeper. But I shouldn't even have to go into all that. I just want to be friends. Like, what's so hard about that? Now, I understand for the ex how that could have been like, what? No more sex. Yeah, no more sex. Let's take a break. I explain, because the sex, what we had, was not getting me anywhere near where I wanted. How do I know? Because we've been doing this on and off for the past 12, 13 years, sir. So you're not giving me what I want. So I'm going to stop. And it's not even stop giving you what you want, but I need something more. And it may seem selfish to men, it may seem selfish to some of y'all, but fuck that. I have given way too much for not even the bare minimum of myself, of the most precious part about me. Not saying my heart and my soul aren't precious, but you know what I'm saying? As far as my physical being, you want me to give you that. But you're not even listening to me. You're not being heard. And for me, it's just, it's a no-go. Like, I'm going to have this conversation with my twin. Like, we can't do this anymore. I need more. It's just, that's it. I just need more. I need more. I'm not saying you gotta pay my bills and all that jazz. I'm saying, fuck, I'm just trying to have a conversation. You know, in the dating game, and I know it's not all men. I know there are some good men out there. But fuck, can we have a conversation that's not centered around sex? That does not lead to sex. That does not, you know, I want to be able to sit here with you and not feel like eventually you're going to want to have sex. I want to be able to lay here with you and know that I can lay here with you, and that I am loved, cared for, safe, protected. That's it. Like, I'm not asking you to go out and build me a home from the ground with sticks and mud. I'm just asking you to hold me. I should feel like I can be held without you wanting something. I'm not saying that about my twin. I know that we can't do that. But I'm just saying, for all men across the board, I need to know this. If we're dating, if we're talking, and we're going towards that same goal of becoming more, I can't do it anymore. That's where I can't do it anymore. And it's not to say that I'm not having sex anymore. I'll have the sex when I'm ready. And when I'm ready, I want it to be an experience. I'm sorry, but my twin flame, being intimate with my twin flame, has showed me that anything I've had prior to this sexually has been bullshit. I'm sorry. It don't matter how good it was. It helped me realize that I need that connection. I'm sorry. I'm not saying I'm gonna have that connection, of course, with every man that I meet, but that also means I'm not having sex with every man that I meet. I know there'll probably be one or two men that come along that I actually have a connection with in the near future. I can't speak for the rest of my life. There may be many men, and even then, it does not mean that we're gonna have sex. I've met men online dating and we've been cool. We're online dating, but we end up just being friends. So I got so angry. And it was very dramatic. It's like a scene out of a movie. I didn't do it, but it was planned in my head. Where it's like, well, so say I give him what he wants. Like, because it's more of me wanting to prove a point. So I give that man what he wants to prove a point. Because it's like, here, have it. You want it so bad. You're not listening to anything I have said. So here, I need to know, was it worth it? Because I didn't want it. You wanted it. So I need to know, was it worth it? And you wanted it to the point where you're not listening to me, you're not hearing what I'm saying. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not saying it's going to be months or years. I'm just saying, right now, I was so upset. I came home one day crying, and I sat on the bed, still in my work clothes, my jacket, which is abnormal for me because as soon as I come in the front door, I'm stripping. So for me to make it all the way to my room and sit on my bed and still be in my work clothes because I needed to have that moment, I was like, this full moon ain't had to do me like that. This full moon dug its heels in deep, baby, okay? Because it was even a moment I was mad at my twin. It was like, fuck you too. Honestly, like, just crazy. So, I just want to say to the women, like, don't. And I understand it takes a while, right? Because I've heard the women or other people saying, don't settle for less. Don't just accept anything. Right? And I used to hear that and it just would be like, but now I'm at a point where I know, I am worth so much more. And it's still a work in progress, don't get me wrong. But I am at the point where I can say no to a man, and I mean that shit. And I double dog dare you to do something. Because I said what the fuck I said, and I meant that shit. I'm not in the mood for games. I want a man who's gonna be straight up. Come on. Like, I've never understood games. Ever. Ever. Ever since I was a little girl, I never understood that shit. If you like somebody, say it. Honestly. Don't play games. Like, that's just stupid that I'm not calling. I'm, when y'all exchange numbers and somebody, I'm waiting 72 hours, or they just treat you like you ain't shit, but come to find out they actually love you more than they've ever loved anyone else in this whole entire world. Yo, spit it out. I'm even tired of that shit with my twin, honestly. Like, I don't, there's an, and it's really frustrating with my twin because at this point in our lives, what on earth are you fucking scared of as far as I'm concerned? Because I don't want to hear that shit. You think I'm going to reject you when I've told you nothing that I don't even know why you would think that. Anytime this man has asked me, what do I want? What do I desire? My answer has always been the same. You. Like, that's it. I haven't asked you to be anything or anyone else. I haven't asked you to, just. I keep it simple because I know, yeah, I want you, but that doesn't. Life don't stop just because I want you. We're gonna work together to get the things that we want, we need. Even in the bare minimum of life, we ain't talking about businesses and all this shit. Like, of course, we're gonna work, we're gonna be a team. But of course, I know that relationship-wise, like being in an actual physical relationship with him, what am I trying to say? Like, it takes work. Like, and so it won't just be, I love you and we don't have no problems. Nothing like that. It's just spit it out already. You know what I'm saying? Like, spit it out. Because honestly, the way I see it, there's no damage to be done. The only thing we can do right now is build. And if he's not ready for that, if he can't meet me there, that's fine. But baby, I gotta go. I can't. And I don't mean like leave his life, even though it may lead to a separation. Just no sex. That's what I'm saying. Because even with him, I wanna know you. I wanna get to know. I just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just want more. Like I said it. I just want more. Period. I want more. That's it. And until I get it, nobody's getting anything. Jesus. On a cracker. Like, come on, people. But this episode is about knowing your worth and not being afraid to keep your boundaries. Because those people that are not for you, they're just not for you. It will not work no matter which way you turn it. It's just not going to work. And it's not going to work out for your best interest. You feel me? Like, you get the situationships that I've been in. I don't get what I truly want. You get a dabble. You get the crumbs off the table. It's like the dog sitting at the dinner table waiting on its owner to drop something. And they'll drop something here and there, and you excited, and you just gobble it up, and then what? You gotta wait till the next meal, or you gotta wait until they drop something again. Who say they're gonna drop something again, or when they're gonna drop it? So you see what I'm saying? You sitting there waiting on table scraps for what? Are you happy? Can you truly say that you're happy? I haven't been very happy in a very long time, as far as relationships are concerned. I have not been happy. And I'm certainly not happy now. Well, I'm happy in the sense that I refuse to accept any more of that bullshit. But as far as that is concerned, I'm no. And so now I'm gonna go find my happiness. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna make my own happiness. It sucks. It does. Cause honestly, y'all, listen, I was celibate for 8 years. Okay? 8 years. And I started having sex again. And I had sex with my twin. That was huh. That was the big mistake right there. It's not a mistake, it's just I knew it was gonna be good, of course, because it was good in the past. It's been good before. But when he came back from this 8 year separation, it's real funny. It's so, yo, when I realized things like that within my twin flame journey, our separation was 8 years. I was celibate for those 8 years. Ain't that a bitch? Basically saving myself and not even knowing I was saving myself. I just that tickled me. That's not may not necessarily be what it means, but it's just like wow. But I don't want to be celibate no more, y'all. I really don't. But at the same time, I'm not just out here trying to have sex just to be having sex with just anybody. No, because I want to be satisfied. If I suck your dick, I want to know. I want to know that it's clean. I don't want to question where it's been because that was the thing with the other guy. Okay, if I give you what you want, but nigga, are you clean? We can use all the condoms in the world, but you had herpes on your balls. It's a wrap. So that was the other thing. And because I know how I am, we need to get tested before we have sex. And even if we get tested, we still got to wait for results. So that's not to say you won't have sex with somebody in those days in between. And so now, by the time we had sex, who knows? And you know what the funny thing is? I had a dream. My dreams have been wonky lately, and it may be due to the full moon. And I don't know if these dreams really hold any weight, meaning if they have any meaning to it. But this man was in my dream last night, and we were like somewhere sitting down in a house I don't know. It wasn't his house. It was just, I don't know. But anywho, we were sitting there and talking, and he's, flirting, trying to get some. And he didn't have a shirt on. But I noticed on his back, he had these scratches that were bleeding. Not profusely. They just had, a few drops coming from the actual scratch. Like somebody, he was putting it down, and old girl scratched him. Which I was like, also, that's how people scratch. Because growing up, being younger, you hear about women scratching a man's back during sex. But I had never really, it was like, why would I scratch a man's back? But then I experienced why you would scratch a man's back. And it's just because that's just how the energy manifests itself. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's the best way I can describe it. But anyway, that's a side note. He had on a few spots, it was like a scratch pattern on both sides of his back. So, it was somebody was holding on. And he's making these advances at me. And I'm like, but it looked like You already took care of that type. I can't remember exactly what I said, but it was just, well, it looked like you didn't already did that, and it was a good time type deal. And he's like, oh yeah. And then he mentioned something, I don't know why, it was random as fuck, but he mentioned that he did not use protection. And so and I had this dream after I blocked him. I guess it was just a, just in case you decide to take your ass back, because spirit know how I am, how I can be. But no, it's no going back, because honestly, it just feels disrespectful. Because you, I told you I don't want sex, and you saying, yeah, I hear all that, but I want what I want when I want it. I am a man at the end of the day with needs, sir. And even with that attitude, please exit stage. Exit stage left. Quietly, please. Like, don't. But I had this dream. I had this dream last night or this morning. And I noticed that if I have a dream, and one, I remember it, and two, it's in the morning hours, like just before I wake up, there's a message in it. And so that's how I feel about this, that that was a message, that what, of course, I've known the whole time is in fact true. Of course, that he's a ladies' man. He's probably knee deep in pussy, all the time, and that he probably does not use protection, and that I, yeah, no. So I, that was just that was interesting. To me, I just woke up like, well, damn, what? So, anywho, I think that's just basically what I wanted to say, was just because I wanted to bring this message to the women who do listen to my podcast, and I do appreciate all the listens. I know I've deleted the old episodes, and that's because, like I said, I'm reinventing myself, and that does include reinventing my podcast. I know I have it enabled, Twin Flame Love, but that may change just because everything that I want to talk about may not be centered around Twin Flame Love, or be a topic where Twin Flame is even mentioned, because lately I've been obsessed with true crime, like obsessed. Like, I liked it before, right? Years and years ago, I always loved true crime. 2020 Dateline, you know, that was it. Now they have a million gazillion true crime shows, podcasts, YouTube channels, all, you know, it's a whole community. And I got back into it. I don't even, it was on Facebook. And you know, they have that page where you can go see videos and everything. And this page popped up. It was Bailey Sarian. And it was like murder mystery, makeup murder mystery. That's what it is. Because she does it on Monday. So it's makeup murder mystery Mondays. And I caught one of her videos and fell in love. And her page, she does her makeup and she sits and tells you a true crime story. And I truly fell in love with that. Now, to say I did fall out of true crime, like I said, I loved it years and years and years ago. 2020, Dateline, CSI, even though, of course, that's a TV show more about crime scene investigation, but it's still the mystery of solving a crime for me. So, I had gotten out of it because it was just too much. I had become sensitive to it to where I couldn't listen to that anymore. I used to love ID Channel. Me and my mom would sit and watch ID Discovery, Investigation Discovery Channel. All that became the new Lifetime, because at one point in time, Lifetime on the weekend, you could sit and watch Lifetime Saturday and Sunday all day, both days, nonstop. That's how Investigation Discovery became. So, you know, I love those shows. And it got to a point where, like I said, it became too much. And so I had to kind of leave it alone, let it go. I couldn't watch any Dateline 2020, none of that, none of that. But then I ran into Bailey Sarian's video and I fell in love with it all over again. And I was watching her videos and I found Kendall Ray, and then I found Ellen, I think it's Eleanor Neal, but I wasn't really crazy about her. No. Yeah, Eleanor Neal, I think it is, but she was more so into like her going to haunted places, you know, and investigating. I'm not really crazy about that kind of stuff. But she does do true crime too. But I really wasn't crazy about her. So I was watching all these videos and I came upon Explore With Us and the Investigation Discovery page where they tell these stories. I mean, just obsessed to the point where I'm gonna get that game, Hunt a Killer. It is a 6-month subscription where you get a box every month, and they're in seasons. So a season is 6 months, so you get 6 boxes for the season, but they come month, you know, once a month. You get a box a month for 6 months. That's your season, and it's a whole crime. It's a game you can play by yourself, family, whatever. So I was thinking about getting that. Like, that's how obsessed I've become with it. And so I was like, well, maybe I could talk about that too. And it's more so not about the actual crime that I want to talk about, or the what are they called? I don't want to say serial killer, but anyway, the killers, the murderers, serial killers. That's not really what I want to concentrate on. It's more of the judicial system that I want to talk about. So if I see a case that's interesting, like there was this one case where this woman died and her husband came home, found her. Like, she was brutally murdered. Her husband came home and found her. And you know, they do the whole investigation, and of course, the spouse is always a person of interest or the number one suspect when their significant other passes away in such a manner. You know that this person is a homicide. It's not suicide, it's homicide. So, anyway, in this particular case, this particular police department that was handling this case, for whatever reason, they got their heels dug in on the husband. And mind you, there's no evidence that he did it, DNA or otherwise. He had a solid alibi. He had people that vouched for him in this alibi. And the police still went after this man. Guns a-blazing, not literally. But they went after this man, guns a-blazing, and he went through a whole trial, got convicted, and was sent to prison. Now, the thing was, the real fucked up part was, the actual suspect, the actual person who committed this homicide, to me, it was so obvious. It was so disrespectful. It was just blatant, you know? And I mean, like, she changed her story several times. You know, she had motive, life insurance policy, and you can't even say it's the husband because the life insurance policy somehow she had talked. This is her best friend who was murdered. And that she murdered. But the husband didn't know about the life insurance policy, and the life insurance policy was in the best friend slash murderer's name. So it wasn't even, the husband didn't even have motive. She had the motive, everything. And they still sent this man to jail for life. Of course, come to find out years later, because she did something else stupid that they then go back and look into her mother passing, and then they then go back into her friend. Just the fact that it even got that far, and the fact that there was another case that there was this man who was harming children, no less. He shouldn't be harming anyone. But children, it's just, that's a real soft spot for me because these children are innocent and these children are defenseless. And this man had clearly had mental health problems, but he was just swept under the rug. It was just ignored. And he got caught for both the offenses that he committed, but the judge said that he was not competent to stand trial, and so therefore he was released back onto the streets. What the fuck? How does that make sense at all? You see what I'm saying? Like, I want to discuss just how these police are, how they conduct these investigations, and just how the judicial system is. How the judicial system is just so flawed, is so fucked up. Like, and I can see how that happens because you have a set of laws initially, right? So we'll say like the Ten Commandments. You got the Ten Commandments, but then we just say that that's the law, right? Those are the laws that the government goes by. You got these Ten Commandments, but then when you get to the individual cases, circumstances change. So I see how things get so screwed up, and then, you know, it worked for this case, but it don't necessarily work for this case, but it could still be applied if you did this. And then you have all these different ways you can file. I heard about the Albert plea. That's what it was. Albert plea or Alfred plea. Habeas corpus. That's a new thing. I'm trying, like, it's just, and I know it's so much. And then even if they wrongfully convict somebody, like, it's a process to get them out of prison. And I'm not understanding why. If someone's put on death row, they're on death row for 30 years. No. If someone's on death row, go ahead and do what you're going to do. Now, I understand, of course, that there are innocent people on death row, so there are circumstances. But if there is a case and you know that this person is without a doubt guilty, all the evidence, or, you know, everything, you caught this person covered in blood with the gun in their hand or the knife in their hand, we know that this person did it. They said that they did it. They gave why they did it. You know what I'm saying? And you decide to sentence them to death, go ahead and do it. Why are they on death row for 30 years? Just either that or give people, everybody gets life, you know, for those crimes. Murder, capital murder, shit like that. If you're going to sentence them to life, then everybody just gets life. Where you do life with the possibility of parole, without the possibility of parole, plus 20 years, 3 consecutive life sentences, whatever. But this all over the place shit, it worries me, it bothers me. And so I can't with the injustice. So this is why I was thinking about also talking about that. So it may change from twin flame love to twin flame love into something else. Jesus, it's time for me to get off of here. But anywho, I hope you enjoyed the episode. I will be back with another one. But that I just really had to get off of my chest because what the fuck. Like I said, I'm reinventing everything, so I don't have a set day or time, like I said, or topic. It may just be just random ass topics. Like I said, it might have a true crime, it may be about twin flame, it could be like this dating experience, just, you know, different shit like that, and the thoughts that I have, you know, the shit, the conversations I have in my own head, I want to be able to come and bring it to you. Because this episode, I did record one other time, it was 2 parts, but I really wasn't focusing on what it was that I wanted to focus on, so I didn't post those. I was like, I want to come back and be able to post what it is that I really truly want to talk about, which is knowing your worth, standing in your boundaries, and not crossing those boundaries and not allowing others to cross those boundaries. Because I promise you, what you want, what you're going for, it is out there. I understand it's taking forever and it sucks, but at the end of the day, all you got time to do is wait. So, on that note, I'm going to bid you all a good day, and I will talk to you later.